Yeah, you can tell which side of the fence he's on. I mean, and Skype is one of the tools, really, that, you know, that there's been this campaign this week, hasn't it, David Cameron's got behind, to get all the people that are not online, and a lot of older people who are not online, to get them interested, to get them online. And Skype is an incredible tool that will allow the older people to keep in touch with their kids, their grandkids.
I think it's brilliant, particularly as the fact that people are travelling now and living in different parts of the world, and the world's become smaller. With Skype, you get a Skype out number, which allows you to call people on a subscription for as little as $1.99 a month, and you can make unlimited calls. To anybody, because
they do charge you if you call to somebody who's not got Skype, don't they?
Yes, that's right.
Is it all easy to set up?
It's free to call Skype to Skype, video and chat. But then if you want to call, make a call to any landline or mobile number from your Skype account, they give you a number, and you can communicate unlimited for a single fee, which is by far the best kind of way of communicating with people overseas. So, yeah, that's really, really good.
Is it easy to set up for people at home, to set your Skype account up on your computer?
Very simple. You just download the application onto your desktop or onto your mobile and use it. I mean, I use Skype to communicate on the go from my mobile device, and I call family and friends through that because it's essentially free if you've got good 3G or you're connected to Wi-Fi. So it's great.
It's costing you money, and you are a bit of a skinflint, obviously.
Of course. Bootstrapping is the way forward in technology, Paul. You have to, you don't need money anymore.
I think the BBC might need to use a bit of free technology soon if we carry on. This week, some interesting news elsewhere as well.
Yes, with Twitter, their leading photo sharing site into Twitter is called TwitPic, something's changed there in the sense that TwitPic have changed their terms and conditions, stating that anybody that uploads a photo into TwitPic, there is the opportunity for the company to actually sell that photo to news agencies. So they're signing deals with news agencies, which means whilst you own the photos that you're uploading, these photos can actually be monetized by the company and you don't get a penny of that.
Wow.
So that's changing everything. Like we were talking about the royal wedding and some of the media that gets captured. We can take photos and share them publicly. But now TwitPic are the first of these companies that are saying now we can't monetize our service and make enough money but through advertising, so we're going to sell your photos.
Unbelievable. Be careful.
It is a big deal. It's a big deal, yeah.
Matt, we've got to leave it there, but thank
no
you.
Problem.
Matt Hagger from E-Man and Scatter, our resident tech guru, hopefully explaining all that for you as clearly as we could.